Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everyone? We're back for another episode. Actually, two. Love & Hip Hop New York, episodes 5 and 6, season 9. And we're going to get right into it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Back home smoking legal. I got more slaps than a Beatle.
Oh, I'm so glad Meek and Dre squashed their beef. I know. This right here is lit. Yeah, but I think anything Drake gets on is gonna be a hit. You know,
I love Drake. Like, I'm such a super fan.
I know. I think that's all the reason me decided to be friends with him. He's like, I just gotta
probably have to clear his little slate. It seemed like he was clearing up all his little issues with everybody that he had with the industry. But
all right, just a little bop right here. Well, let's first get into episode 5. Overall thoughts of that.
I feel like that was like another like filler episode, just a little bit. Seemed like it was a little drawn out once again.
Yeah, we had Sin talking to her sisters, and then Joe walks in, and they're like, when you get married? And he's like,
I'll ask when I'm ready.
Yeah. Her sisters were so ready, like, ring now.
She has a promise ring, and Sin is like, I've had a whole baby, and what do I get?
She was so jealous of her sister, her little sister.
I don't know. She should have asked for the ring first. That's why you're supposed to ask first before you had a baby.
You get that ring and then push out the baby, like Nikki said.
Yeah, and then he's throwing her stuff in the corner because while she's having fun with her sisters, she's not cleaning. She's not doing her wifely duties, which is why she's not getting a ring. That's what he
says. That's low-key embarrassing, though. Don't be throwing my wigs all over the floor and on your Instagram Live. Why he didn't have to do her like that, but I could see both sides, because it's like I'm such a clean freak too, that it's like I wouldn't want my like spouse or like whoever I'm dating or whatever to be like super messy, super dirty, not cleaning up their stuff. It would irk me.
But did he talk to her about it or just put it on Instagram like it was funny?
See, yeah, we don't even know.
Exactly, because they never talk because he's always at work. That's her problem. Ooh. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So Mariah, she's won the beef with Nicki Minaj. Can she hold that?
That's a
weight. Like, first of all, you lightweight already. And then you're the underdog, which I don't mind going for the underdog, but you're going to really go for Nicki.
It's funny because, first of all, we've never seen Nicki in any type of fist fight, but everybody just has this, like, stigma to think that Nicki is just, like, this big, bad boss person
not just
that is,
that.
Like, she's
going to
beat your ass.
I'm just saying Mariah Lynn is 98 pounds.
That's true, but she was a little feisty when she was trying to fight Dream Doll that one episode. But I'm like, I don't know, she'd be coming to DJ Self's defense, like, way too much, and it's kind of like, that track record is a little much, because, like, it seemed like he doesn't really fight for her like that.
That's her only outlet to get, I mean, it seems like everybody's fighting for DJ Self. Nia, she wants him to be on her team. Cardi B at one point wanted him. So he must be doing something in New York. I don't know what it is, but
he's getting them radio plays.
Hey, that's a lot. That in New York, like, that's a major market. LA,
the only way your music gonna get out there.
I know. Yeah, so I guess. But Kim and Yandy come to a head towards the end of the episode 5. They get no resolve. I mean, I don't know. Kimbella is not feeling the fact that whatever Yandy is not being truthful about, she won't own up to it. And I just feel like if you need somebody to have a shoulder to cry on, maybe she has another support system. Maybe she's just like, I don't know.
She may kind of be at a point where she just, like, doesn't even care anymore. You know what I mean? Where it's like you kind of beat a dead horse, or it's like you've tried to mend those friendships at this point. And Kimbella is like, we already got so much stuff going on that it's like, you know what, Yandy, like, if you're not going to be there, it's pretty, like, no skin off my nose.
But she's trying to be there. She just won't. She said, own up to what it is, and then I'll be your friend again. Mm-hmm. And Yandy's like, I have an olive branch. That's all I have for you. So I'm like,
what does that even mean, though? Like, she's extending something to her? Like, I can only extend my wishes to you?
She said she's extending the olive branch. And Kimbella replies, well, I need you to own up. And she's like, all I have is an olive branch. So
that sounds so petty. It's like, I'm not really going to tell you exactly what I, like, need to say, but it's like, I'm here. You know what I mean? I don't know.
And
it's
that's
like,
exactly what she's saying. And Yandy tries to play this nice girl role, but you really want to say, bitch, fuck you. But, oh, should I say that? Oops.
Because that's what I'm saying. It's like, how much do we really know Yandy is really doing behind the scenes? Like, she could be like, I've been calling Kimbella so many times, and she doesn't answer, she doesn't want my help. But it's like, how many times are you really calling Yandy? Or have you called?
Well, she definitely called him Jewels. And then DC's, and he's in prison. I don't know. But episode 6 was a little bit more exciting. What do you think about that episode?
Episode 6, yeah, I was here for it. Okay. I'm definitely here, but I definitely was not here for Joe and his insensitive comments with Sin and her postpartum. But everything else, yeah, I was here for.
All right. Well, I don't know. Jules, he comes and he's in a tattoo.
First, I thought it was an episode of Black Ink, y'all. I was like, what? I thought he was doing tattoos for a second. Then
I'm like, confused. It shows. Like, where are your priorities? Why are we getting a tattoo right now? You get tattoos once you're in jail, not before you go. Like, what should we be doing with that money? Should we be putting it to the side for the kids that are going to be without you for, you know, months, years?
He needed some pain. I don't know.
I don't know. Tattoos are expensive, especially if they're really good. So I think
you know he paid somebody top dollar to do that crown that he got.
I don't know. Getting a tattoo, I don't think that was...
It's not smart at all. But, I mean, he did come at the end of the episode with a bunch of bags and gifts to the kids' little birthday party.
I mean, I guess he's not hurting. But I just saying, every dollar counts when you're about to go to jail. Especially
maybe
when
he had an extra $30 to spend on a tattoo. I don't know.
Kimbella doesn't work.
Kimbella doesn't have a career that we know of.
And neither does Sin. And I think that's why she has cabin fever and why she is so
cabin fever.
she's depressed because every time she looks up, Joe's out the door. She's holding the baby. The baby's crying. And she's like, she's young. She's just going out to the club. She's just turning up. And now she's stuck at home with the baby because she doesn't have a nanny or someone that can care for the baby, which I totally understand, especially when your baby's a newborn, can't talk and tell you what's going on. You don't want to just leave your baby with anyone, even if you're paying top dollar. Because I've seen on one of those NBC special shows where the nannies were abusing the kids. Yeah, abusing kids. So I totally agree with Sin on that.
Absolutely.
However, the baby's here now, so I don't know what she can
do. Joe's whole thing was like, there shouldn't be no issue when I've already suggested a nanny. But she's just like, a nanny is not enough, though. Like, that's not really what I'm looking for. It's like, it's something in my mental capacity.
I think that's what it is.
I don't know, because it's like, but like, she has her mom. Like, she's always mentioned, like, her mom watching the kids. Remember that first night when they were supposed to stay out in New York or get in the hotel room? She was like, her mom was watching the kids. And then she, like, clearly has, like, 2-3 other sisters and siblings and stuff. It's like, I feel like her family is huge. Like, how come nobody in the family is, like, reaching out and trying to watch the baby?
Well, no, I totally get that. But I'm saying, if she were to get someone to watch the baby, I feel like she wouldn't be depressed. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay,
I
just feel probably. Like, yeah, she'll have more time to do whatever.
Exactly. I think that's what she wants. But also, you have such an attachment to your child, you don't want to even give it up to your mother sometimes. So it's kind of like a catch-22. You're like, I want to get out, but I don't want to leave my baby. So
she's kind of fine. Maybe she just needs to find a niche. Like, Sin, find something that, like, that's good for you that you would like to do. Maybe she should invest in, like, a wig line. It seems like her on Instagram, like, she's always in, like, wigs and stuff. So it's like, girl, dive into that. Do get into the hair industry.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
You
there.
Know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Nia decides to swallow her pride and apologize to Rich. She needs help. DJ Selfish, they help. Is
Naya
that
Lee.
Did I call her Nia? Oops. Naya Lee. She swallows her pride and talks to Rich, and Rich gives her a proposition like, I'll help you if you help me, and I need you to help Sydney Star become a star. And they bury a hatchet as well, because they just kind of got off the wrong foot. It wasn't really anything big. So they ended up having a lot in common, having to go through things in different ways. But we all go through things in this entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. So I think they were able to see a common ground there and just get to know each other face to face without like a misconception and a whole like attitude situation. So,
yeah. I was definitely here for it. It was definitely needed because it was like, it just seemed like they were about to be fighting at any episode now. But I'm kind of like Naya. It's like at a point where it's like, Sydney, it's like, we kind of know you're transgender already. Like, you've already established that your name's Sydney Star, the transgender star or rapper, whatever she go by. But it's like, she doesn't need to keep putting that out there, you know what I mean? And then it's like, in her lyrics, it's kind of getting a little risque, too, at the same time. It's like,
but that's
she needs
saying,
a ghostwriter, somebody to help her write.
Well, that's what Jacquay is supposed to be. But
I thought he was just providing a song. I thought he was a songwriter. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so Nia Lee is an artist, so I guess she's going to help groom her and
give her that look.
I don't know. I mean, Sydney doesn't look bad, though. Like, she doesn't. She doesn't look bad, so I don't know what more she could do. But basically, Rich was trying to give Nia. Why do I keep calling her Nia? Nia. And even Sydney some advice on how to get the help instead of being so aggressive. Because I'm the same way. Like, I'm an aggressive person, and sometimes people can take it how they want to take it. And they may, like, oh, my God, I'm scared of her or whatever. Not like I'm going to put my hands on them, but just because I'm assertive and I speak my mind. People aren't used to you being blunt and just telling it, like, okay, I need this. Can you do this? Mm-hmm. People are just so used to the fake industry world. So I think you got to kind of play the game when you want to be out here in these entertainment streets.
But it's like Sydney, I think she's just like you said, like that whole aggressive demeanor. It's like she kind of needs to bring it down just a little bit, because it's like you're going to people to help you in your career. So it's like you can't come in here already like defensive, like not trying to accept the help that people are trying to give you.
I don't think it's about being defensive. I think because you have such a big personality, like I feel like I have a big personality. Sydney has one. Mm-hmm. Nia Lee has one as well. Mm-hmm. It's like when you come in a room, it's like bam. And then people are like, either they're like, oh yeah, she's dope, or they're like
intimidated.
Intimidated. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, how do you find that balance as a woman? And even Nicki Minaj has spoken on it. It's like, even at her height of her success, you gotta be assertive to get your point across, because they'll run over you, but then as soon as you do, they call you the B word. So I don't know.
I kind of think she just need to find her audience, like a little, like J. Will from last season on Hollywood, like find some little Pride concerts to start at, get that audience, you know what I mean? Because pretty much primarily that's going to be your audience is the LGBTQ community. So it's like you kind of want to dive there first to get that like rapport with your listeners, your community, and stuff like that. Yeah, the community. And then see where it goes from there.
Yeah, so we find out Mariah Lynn is taking on a lot of responsibility. She's still trying to push through with her career. However, in her personal life, her mom is in jail. She has to take on the responsibility of raising her 2-year-old sister.
First of all, I was like, how old is her mom that she got a 2-year-old sister? Like, when and how did that happen?
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how old Mariah Lynn is. She might have had her when she was 14.
I'm talking about the baby. Like, because how old is, like, the mom? Like, okay, she got to be, like, I feel like she has to be, like, in her 40s. But then, like,
people having babies at 50. Janet Jackson had a baby.
Oh, look, a lot of people have. Could have been, like, I don't know. I guess it could have been, like, you know, IVF or whatever.
Yeah, and then Jonathan shows up to show his support. Mm-hmm. He's speaking on how he's coming to a revelation of how he's been treating people due to him being on drugs and alcohol and taking it together and just being explosive, and he feels like he's been pushing a lot of people away, mm-hmm. and why him and Anais and a few other people have gotten into it, and you know, just coming together and just seeing that you have support and that people are going to be there for you even you know, after you mess up sometimes, and just having to swallow your pride and just apologize and just be like, just do better. And I feel like he's on the path to do better, because he's now decided to be sober. We saw that in episode 5 when he was talking to his sister. But we do know the brokenness comes from somewhere. His father passed away when he was 8 years old. Yeah. And what we were talking about before the show, everybody grieves differently, but that's something, a void that he's been missing for since he was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And so he's had to feel it some kind of way. We don't know how he felt it before, or if this has been going on for many, many years, but now it's come to a head and he's decided to stop it. And I think that's a very important conversation for people to have on TV, so you can see how to get through that.
Yeah.
And because we see obviously that Anais is going through something as well. She looks...
We didn't really see that picture, but I'm like, I wonder if that was, like, on her Instagram. And I'm like, I wonder if that was, like, on her Instagram.
Try her Instagram, but...
Because I'm like, she looks sick, kind of like, it was, like, a real glimpse.
I think it's more druggy, because if you think about it, when he was sitting down with Rich, we'll get right into that meeting as well, because Jonathan has really been trying to reach out to Anais, and with no prevail because her husband has not been answering. She hasn't been answering. And he's finding out why from Rich that she's actually been committed to, you know.
First of all, how did Rich even find that out? I was like,
because, you know, he was dating her. And so she was being committed against her will. Her husband sent her and called the people on her. So she was calling Rich to help her because they wouldn't release her.
Was this after the season aired? Because remember, it was like, remember the husband had found out, and then...
This was this episode.
No, but I'm saying, like, I didn't even know, like, how did Rich even find out that she was even going through, like, all of this stuff even before, like, the episode aired? You know what I mean? Because I'm like, okay, they had
their issues.
No, she
called him in the hospital. She called.
Oh, wow.
That's what he was saying. She called me and was saying, you know, my husband doing all these things to me. So, and not only did she go, she went multiple times. So that's one reason that she wasn't answering for him.
Yeah.
And Rich is also being 100 with Jonathan by saying they have a toxic relationship. Definitely. And what I think he meant by that was, if you guys are doing drugs together, which is, you know, usually what happens when you're friends, you are now, you know, calling each other out your name. You're having these arguments. And now she's in a situation where she needs the help, and you coming back around might trigger her, you know, or trigger each other, because that's what y'all used to do. That's how y'all used to party with each other. So
that's deep.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, let's pray for Anais.
Both of them, because it's hard to shake. You, like, even Juelz, we heard it with
them narcotics.
Maybe we should start an AA group, not Alcoholic Anonymous, but Drugs and Alcohol Anonymous. Right, Anonymous, because they all have the similar issues. And I feel like they could, if they could not fight each other all the time, they could, you know, help each other.
We definitely need, like, Juelz, Anais, and Tommy already in our little rehab.
So, yeah, that's unfortunately...
It kind of was like a picture almost like this almost, but it's like... She doesn't really look sick like that, like, but it's like...
She doesn't look sick, but she definitely looks like she could be on something.
Only because, I'm like, I wish we could show this, but it's like...
You guys, please, if you're listening on iTunes, go to Anais's Instagram. Her Instagram is The Real Anais, A-N-A-I-S. You can see the picture we're talking about. She has on a red spaghetti strap top with some pink hair and blue contact. Are those her eyes? Those blue contact?
I don't know. I wonder. I'm like, this is actually back in September, too. So I'm like, if you kind of go back in, like, her archives.
Yeah, let me know what you think. Does she look sick? Does she look like she's recovering from something? I don't know. We're not medical doctors, but we definitely can see when somebody's calling out for help or needing some help.
Hopefully she gets the help that she needs. But, you know, in regards to talking to our listeners and stuff and checking stuff out, After Buzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve our television fans. But you guys, we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing, YouTube will actually suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And you'll continue to help us grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz shows as well. Let us know you guys did so in the comments. And as usual, we'll thank you on air. But for now, thank you guys for being our best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Thank you guys so much. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
Yes.
And follow us on Instagram. Anybody in the group chat, what are they saying? Let us know.
I'm like, no, not right now. We got some people in here, though, watching us. But
okay.
Shout out to
you guys. You can get engaged with us. We'll shout you out right here.
Yeah, let yourselves be known, you guys. If you guys have any opinions and comments on the stuff that we're talking about, definitely let us know.
Exactly. So, Alexa Sky, she meets up with Shoddy. She's like, what's good? I need my music out, and I'm going to leak more if you don't put it out. Put out my song. Does she not know how the music business works? Are we just putting out songs? Are we making an album? Like, I know this generation right now, so fast-paced popcorn generation, but girl, make your album and then you drop a single. Like, once you pick the best song out of all the songs, you only made
that,
a couple
that
songs.
Tiffany or something like that.
I'm sure she has maybe like three songs or something, but come on. You can't just be putting stuff
she
out
was
there.
Reaching. She was reaching a little bit, because it's like, sis, it's like, one, I didn't even know Treyway wasn't actually, like, I thought it was Tekashi 6ix9ine's little brand thing that he was just throwing out, yelling or whatever. I didn't know this was an actual label that you could get signed to. But it's like, me, if I was a new artist, I'm thinking I'm signing into RCA Records, like Capitol, like something with, like,
but she's
LA
getting
Reed,
what she can,
like,
get, because I mean, her talent is
she's settling.
Is she settling, like, or are they settling? Because does she have talent?
Both. Like, I don't know, because I wasn't feeling that little Tiffany Ice Me Out song. Or
I mean, it sounded better than Sydney Star in the studio, but it was okay. But I mean, I kind of feel Alexis because she said she moved to New York.
Yeah.
She has a baby and she's out here trying to get her coin. So I kind of see where she's like, I need to make money, but does she know like what she signed up for? Like,
clearly not, because both of the people at her label is like under some federal FBI investigation.
And that's what she was like, I'm like, paranoid. Like, girl, it's
you
over.
You should be. Like, I'd be like, let me get about this contract and figure out something else. Or like, at least you knowing that you're going through this kind of give me that little olive branch to extend me to somebody else to be like under their care until you figure out what's going on with your legal stuff.
Are there any lawyers in the chat that can let us know if you sign a contract and your person goes into the slammer, do you have to honor this contract or wait till they come out? Like, how does that work? Was it forfeit?
That's an interesting question.
I want to know.
Like, does your contract still stand while you in jail, or is it like
forfeit? That's interesting. I would love to know. Anybody leave a comment, let us know that. Jacque, Rich, and Sydney, they get together in the studio and they want to see what Sydney got. They gave her a week.
They were so excited.
I think Jacque
be so excited. Like, his energy. I just need to be around his energy because he is just hilarious. Like, hey, we about to kill it. And then she go in there and they just be like,
you look like Rockstar, right?
The whole face just drop. Like,
yeah, Rockstar when he was listening to Amber. Yeah. I mean, Sydney, she this was her first time, I think. Wait, first of all, I thought she... Jacque was supposed to be writing the song. I'm confused because that's what I thought. So were they trying to test her to say, hey, we're going to give you a week, come up with the song, get in the booth, or...
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking they're calling him a songwriter, but I'm like, I think they're gassing it a little bit. I think he just may be like an engineer, a producer. Like,
okay.
Excuse me. I think he's making the beats more than he's like
writing
the song. Because
the way that Rich was saying is like, I gave you the song a week ago. Like, she should have memorized
the
words.
He gave her the beat.
Oh, okay.
He gave her the beat a week ago. Like, you should have already had something that was popping. Or at least couple different versions to go some different ways. But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, okay, he just gave her the beat. He didn't write no song for her.
Got it. Okay. So why didn't she call Naya? That's what she was supposed to be doing.
But see, at the same time, we got to check out Naya's music, too. Because I don't really know none of her. I don't really know none of her music.
Well, Rich was embarrassed. He was like, you got to get your stuff together. She's crying in the studio like, this is my dream. He's like, this is my nightmare. And so, he's like, you're a transsexual and you can't rap. No, like, I don't...
He got at her so bad. I was like, but to be honest, I was happy. I was like, finally we see Rich, because it's like Rich has been sugarcoating all of these women's talents just because he was blinded by the booty and the beauty, because it was just like none of these other women that he was working with could sing except Olivia. And now all of a sudden he's just like, are you serious? I gave you a week and this is what you brought? This is all you got? So I'm like, I was finally like... About time, Rich Dollars. Now we see Rich.
Real deal.
Now we see Rich the producer.
Well, we find out after the studio situation, she's distraught. She's like, let me call Naya Lee and get some advice from my girl. And yeah. So she confides in Naya Lee and tells her that she never had the operation.
The sex change, right.
Right. And I didn't know, like, I'm still not super familiar with this community, but I didn't know, like, people would look at you differently if you're post-op or op, or no op, you know, like, I mean, I didn't know that was like a dividing factor between their community, but now we learned that it is, like, people look at you differently if you still have the penis on you.
To be honest, I was a little caught off guard, but only because in the last couple episodes, remember that first sit down with Jacque at that restaurant or that diner or whatever, she said that she was, like, in her lyrics that guys are still messing with her even though she got a penis. So it's like,
yeah, that's
I already knew, you know what I mean? I already got the vibe. Okay, you still got your stuff and you out here he, she, and it, she, male, whatever type of situations, but I'm just kind of like, now that she's like, oh, you know, I don't want people to look at me different, it's like, sis, I don't think we were, like, you know what I mean?
What also confused me, she was like, well, in the beginning when I was, you know, first coming out, she was like, I would lie to guys, and she was like, I stopped doing that because I want to live.
What did they find out?
No, that's what I'm getting to. She was like, I had sex with them.
And how did they not know?
Exactly. Were they just doing it anally, or
who was orally? Doing it? See, that's why I'm like, who was doing it? So it's like,
she said the guys didn't know.
So I'm like, okay, so were you holding it and kind of like tucking it? You know what I mean? Kind of folding it
up? I think
up
it was just oral. Like, I think it was just oral. It had to be. Because I don't know. How could you hide it?
I'm like, I don't even just doing kind of like, I don't know.
I'm confused.
Because I just feel like even if you're doing it from the back, you would try to reach down in the front for some like foreplay type of situation and just kind of like.
Yeah, that's why she said she don't want to lie no more because.
Maybe they were just focused on the breast. I don't know. And then just going through the back door. I don't know.
Girl.
God bless her.
I don't know. It's confusing. It's a touchy subject. But yeah, she was saying that now she feels like she can be herself, and that's good. And her and Naya had a very touching moment where they were like, you know what, girl? I'm not just going to do this because Rich is like, do me a favor for a favor. But yeah. Now I'm feeling your cause and I want to help you. So
they're
that
both,
was
like, misunderstood.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we all can be misunderstood and Definitely. We can just have conversations. And that's what I saw a lot in these last two episodes. Mm-hmm. People having conversations, whether it's Safari and Jacque about the jewelry thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like we talk about it, we can get past it versus having these beefs and just always turning up. So I did like to see that we have a resolve in some issues. Of course, Yandy and Kimbella aren't there yet, but maybe they will later on down the line. Kimbella and her family ended up going to have fun. You know, they needed a lighter side of things because they're going through so much. They decided to wait a little bit to tell the kids because it's one of the little ones' birthday and they want to have fun. And they get a surprise. Jewels is off of the ankle monitor now because he took on the guilty plea. So he's, you know, now being allowed to get as much time with his family as necessary before he goes away, which is important. And I think, you know, the judge saw that and, you know.
Oh, my God. I was so heartbroken with the daughter. She was like, crying at 7. And she's like, I don't want you to leave. I love you, Daddy. I was like, oh, my God.
I know. I started crying.
And
y'all.
She got I'm his whole face. I was like, I don't think we've ever really seen their kids. And I was like, okay, his son, their son looks exactly like Kimbella. Mm-hmm. And their daughter has Joelle's whole entire face.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, who's the oldest son? Is that like Kimbella's son through somebody else? Or is that Joelle's son through somebody else?
I think it's all Kimbella and Joelle's. I don't think she has a child with
No, him. There was an older. I think they have three kids and there's
but I'm
like
saying,
an
I think
older
it,
boy.
I think it was both of their child. I don't think they had an outside, unless it's Jewel's outside. I don't think it was Kimbella's because I don't think she got with Jewel's with the baby. I think she had her kids with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a very touching scene and I think it was very real because I don't think they coached those kids through that. Mm-hmm. Like that was really a moment on TV and it made me cry because I was like.
Definitely stuff that like kids ask, you know what I mean? So it's just like, oh. And then, yeah. Like, the little boy is like, can you tell them to let you go? Or I was like, oh my God, this is sad. I'm like, how are you just sitting there? Kimbella was like all turning away crying and stuff. I was like, oh my God, no. That's that would like break my heart.
Yeah, it was very heartbreaking. I don't know. That's a hard conversation to have. I'm glad he did it instead of like, you know, sometimes parents can be like, oh, your daddy's just going away to work or, you know, just making up some stuff.
Sugar coats.
But one thing that we did notice is that the kids are talking in school. Yeah. And so that's how he learned about the whole
kids knew,
case. Anyway, so I'm like, if kids are old enough to hear about things going on in school, do we want to expose them on Love & Hip Hop? Because Kimbella, she be doing some questionable things as well. I don't know.
I don't know. If they smart, they'd market it to the point where it's like the kids, if they getting camera time, they getting their own checks. Like, you know what I mean? That could be like they on top of money type of situation.
Yeah, they might need that too. Yeah.
Because I think that was like with Remy. Remember like the Remy Meet the Mackies or whatever? Mm-hmm. I think all the kids got a check from like some type of them being on TV. But I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, for them being so young, you know that they're still in elementary school. So it's like prison talk and your dad going to jail shouldn't really be something that kids are talking about on the playground.
Do you think that it's okay for the kids to visit him in jail? Because they were saying, oh, you can come visit.
That's kind of hard. Because it's like you, they're still young. So it's like you kind of still want their dad to be present and them to like remember their dad. But at the same time, you kind of want to shield them from that because they're young. So it's like, I don't want to like put, you know, our kids, like, seeing him in the jail system and, like, guard, like, come get him, like, that time's up. Like,
well,
okay,
you know,
Gandy
is going through this, so this is a person that she can talk to about it, because I think that's one thing women DC's went in.
I was going to say, you know what, I think Yandy takes her kids to see Mindy's.
Oh,
so
I was about
I'm
to
like,
say, I don't think she does.
Oh, she
I
doesn't?
Think, I don't think she does.
Huh.
I don't think she does. I don't know.
Because I remember her kid. Well, I know the oldest son knows that he'd be in jail because it's like the phone calls and stuff like that. But it's like, I don't know. Now
I think that
older.
Was the issue that they actually spoke about. If you guys remember, we have to go back in the archives. Because he's been away for how long now? About 4 years now?
Has it been 4 years?
It seems like it.
Dang, that's been a long time. I feel like it's maybe like two. I know. Maybe two. I don't say it kind of feel like two, but I'm like, don't he got like 8 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know.
So, if anybody knows, was Yandy against taking the kids to the prison? And do you guys think it's okay for the kids to still stay connected with their parents by visiting or phone calls? Let us know what you think about that in the group chat or live chat. I'm like group chat. So, yeah, I don't know if I would want to take my kids to jail. I don't even want to go to jail.
I don't either. I don't want to go my damn self. But
it seems like everybody, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine's girlfriend is visiting him in jail. We got
these conjugal visits
going on. So I'm like, and they was together for 2 weeks before he went to jail.
That whole situation is, don't he got like 3, 4, 5 girlfriends that he just got out here?
Well, that's probably when he bought a Range Rover for.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting off subject, but he is part of Treyway, Shoddy's label. But yeah, all these people going to jail. I don't know if taking the kids is the best way to do that. Sin and Joe have a serious conversation as he's trying to leave the house. And she basically lets him know that he's not paying attention to her, he's neglecting her, and that she's depressed. And he can't even see it. And he says some very insensitive things like, well, if we break up and you're not depressed, then I'm okay. I take it insensitively that he made that comment, but I also feel like what he was trying to say is, I want you to be okay, and I would not ever leave you
if you weren't.
Mm-hmm. So I wish he would have said it that way versus the way that he said it.
And then was like, I gotta go. Like,
and then leave her. And she's like, I'm gonna cry now. Like,
yeah, oh, I felt bad for him. But I'm like, men, I feel like men in general just kind of like overlook women talking about like, we're depressed, we're not happy. They're just like, oh, you're never happy. Like, I go to work and I do this for us. And it's like, I get that. You can have your career, do you. But it's like, at the same time, take care of home, too. Like, I didn't sign up for this just
but
to be
you,
like...
But do you see where Joe is coming from as far as, like, Sin not being ready to be a wife? Because she's not cleaning the house. She's not... he says she's not even talking to him to let him know, like, this is the first
that
time
he's through, yeah.
hearing that she's depressed. And I feel like her just moping around, crying, like, she thinks that's giving him the, you know, I'm depressed.
Showing you,
instead
yeah.
of saying it. And so, is she ready for marriage? Like,
I don't know, because I'm like, well, we're like the same age. I think she's like 25, 26, so it's like, when? I'm not even ready for marriage, so it's like, well, you
I
never
am.
Know.
Who wants to marry me?
But I'm like, she did just have a whole baby by that man, you know what I mean? She's actually kind of been looking for the ring and stuff, so it's like, eh. But it's like...
Just because you want the ring doesn't mean you're ready.
I was going to say, it's a thin line between just wanting the ring and then actually really being ready for that whole big step, because that's a huge commitment. I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to get married or not, because it's just like, it's so much that goes into it, and then it's like, what our generation is kind of like, people don't really take marriage seriously anymore, so it's like, I'd want that whole union, but I don't know, she may be ready, let's hope, because I feel like cleaning up some wigs and stuff like that, I feel like that's an easy fix, like,
I've had some roommates, and I'd be like, can you please just clean up, it's annoying if you live with somebody that does not clean up.
I had a roommate situation in college, and it was like Bad Girls Club. I hated people. Look, I'm telling you, I cannot stand when people are not clean at all. Like, eight girls in a dorm is like, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. Well, we hope Sin pushes through this. Maybe they should go to therapy together. Premarital therapy could help. Even her alone. I think he should have suggested that as well. Like, not only get a nanny, but get you a hobby.
Yeah.
Get you therapy. You know, get out the house. Because, I mean... I feel like when someone's stuck in a house like that, even someone who gets retired, like my mom, she just retired like freshly last year. And so she's like, I'm bored. You know, she's bored at home. She don't know what to do with
my
herself.
My aunt was like that too. My aunt retired, but she just got it. Like, she picked up another job. So now she back working.
My mom doing running marathons and some stuff, traveling. I'm like, I need to live your life.
Okay.
Living your best life.
Look, but, wait, shout out to Ronnie Media Page. He said,
that?
I'm Team Joe in the Sin situation. He expresses himself thoroughly. And she needs to work on that. And that's to say, I really like Sin. But speaking objectively, she needs to work through some things.
Well,
and then
she's
he also
young.
Said he'd marry you. Look, he said, I marry conversation piece. Yes, LOL, look. Bridesmaid, look. That's on your bachelorette party.
So, yeah, I think it's definitely due to the fact that she's young. He's older, so he's able to express himself. He was very immature at one point in his life as well. Let me
Google real quick how old Black Joe is.
48.
Is he really?
I'll take a guess. I don't know. I'm just guessing 48.
Oh, wait. This said Joe Biden.
Look, not Joe Biden. Look, he's like 78.
Look, I don't know. One letter could really just change your right? whole thing. Joe Biden is 38.
Oh, I put 10 years on him. Is he really?
And Sin is 26.
Okay, that's good. So it's not too R. Kelly-ish. Okay.
I was just about to say, I'm like, all right, damn, so we are, look, is this an R. Kelly situation here? Like,
I'm well, just, she was a grown, years. Consenting adult, so.
That's true, but I'm... I don't know. That's so embarrassing.
We muting R. Kelly, okay? We muted him over here in Love & Hip Hop, Hollywood, in New York, in Miami, look, and
even if we go to Chicago, Atlanta. Look, even if we go to Chicago.
And Mona, Chicago.
Mona, even if you take this to Chicago.
So let's get right into Guess That Bar. Are you ready?
First time for the new year.
Yes, I think you guys get ready for this in the live chat. Let us know who you think is the artist. Let's see. Ooh,
It's funny. Ronnie said he's 38 and a Virgo. It's funny because everybody's like been talking about him being a Virgo. Like Virgos are like super dismissive.
And, oh, really? Yeah. I thought Virgos were cool. I don't know. I like Virgos.
I'm like, my mom's a Virgo. I like Virgos.
All right, are we ready for Guess That Bar? If you guys are just tuning in, Guess That Bar is where I read the lyrics in monotone, and she has to guess that bar, and who sings it? All right, you ready?
Let me try.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need? My ends run the game. We ain't never leaving. Counting up this money. We ain't never sleeping. You got the V12. I got the 12V. Got bottles. We got weed. We got Molly. I'm...
That went way over my head. For when, I don't know, I want to say like City Girls. Is it City Girls?
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
This is recent.
Okay, this is, I was about to say, wait, hold on. Shorty, what you want?
All right, Shorty, Jonathan.
I'm like, yeah, okay, wait.
Shorty, what you want? Shorty, what you need?
Oh, okay.
This is featuring Remy Ma. All the way up. All Fat way Joe and Remy Ma. That was my hit. What happened?
It wasn't hit, but I'm like, damn, that went down. Whoosh.
All right, next one. Yes, y'all, and it's the one and only. What else? And I came to have fun here, homie. What else? And I came with a ton of money, but don't get it twisted. I got the gun on me. The chicks is with her man fronting on me. I'll holler at her when she done with the homie. Because jump off, I got a ton of grown freaks. One name Tasha, one name
Okay,
Monique.
So is this Jewel's jump off? Look.
Close. Joe Budden Fire featuring Busta Rhymes. I know you don't listen to Joe Budden.
Oh, that's a little old look.
Oh, no, this is the wrong song. Did I send you the wrong link? Sorry, Jonathan.
I was like, wait, it's
old Fire
song.
By... It's Fire by Joe Budden and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not Pump It Up. But we did Pump It Up the last time. Okay, I know you're going to get this one. I know it. I got faith in you. I be trying to give you a little easy one. All right. Been a minute, back up in it. About to lean on it. The thug and they love it. When I do my thing on it. The ringleader, the head, the heart's what you want.
I'm not getting this one either, y'all. I'm having a bad new year. starting off with a bad year. Who
You've
is
been
this
waiting
one?
So long. I'm here to answer your call. I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at all.
I'm not getting it. I'm going blank today.
All right. This Who's is this your girl, one? Cassie. Me and you, her debut single. I chose this one because guess what? Richie Dollars actually was the person who pushed Cassie's single.
Wow.
So I was doing a little research and I was like, what does Richie Dollars do? Like, who did he help in
Rich
the industry?
Is real R. Kelly-ish a little bit, but we love her.
Well, he didn't touch Cassie. He didn't touch her. But he did help her with this single and a few other people I might use for Guess That Bar next time. So don't Google Rich and see what he did. That's how I found out. But yeah, so that's it for Guess That Bar.
See, even Ronnie said these were tough lyrics. Super tough today.
I know. But I like that song when it came out. It was like 20 years ago, but it was nice.
That was her one little jam. Supposedly Cassie in the studio, though. Let's see if she's going to come out with something without Dean.
I know, her new boo. Her new boyfriend.
Her little
so
trainer
cute.
Boo.
That was kind of messy. We ain't going to get into that. But we're going to get into some more news and gossip.
Yes.
Breaking news.
TV news. Quick. Y'all, for our quick little news and gossip segment, once again, y'all, our girl Tommy from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is back in the media, y'all, and this time is not good. So a few months ago now, there was an issue that came out with her going up to her daughter's school, pretty much snatching her up and pretty much abusing her on campus and stuff, and while people were seeing this. And so she went to jail for some other things, and then now this issue has resurfaced, y'all, and she could be facing up to 54 years. Yeah, I said that right. 54 years for some child like
abuse. They don't play about child abuse. Exactly. But I'm like, when? Especially at the school. Now, one thing you have to know is that teachers are mandated to report child abuse. Yeah. So no matter what, if you put your hands on your child at the school, that's almost like it's a felony because I think they have a zero tolerance policy at the school.
I want to know what the daughter did to get snatched up like that, but it's like, well, you should snatch her a little ass up at home or in the car, like, not on school grounds. Like, when that's just causing a show, you know, all the little kids got their phones and stuff out now, world star, like, no, but you that's know,
it's
too a, much.
It's abuse when it comes to a child. Basically, like, yeah. You can't do anything that bad. Like, what did you steal a car?
Like, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, what did she do?
We all have gotten into trouble as a teenager or done something that our parents didn't approve of, but that doesn't give them the right to slam your head into a locker and drag you down the hallway. Yeah. So, Tommy, please get some help and get it together. We want to see you flourish. We want to see you on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta because that was my favorite, you know, franchise.
Definitely. But I'm like, if she does have to get like indicted and go to jail and stuff for all of this, it's like that sentence I feel like should be lessened just a little bit. 54 is kind of like extreme.
I don't know. They're handing out those sentences. I don't know if you just heard Centoya Brown. Yeah. She was but she had 51 years and she really had to fight to get that reduced, and so now she is
starting to look up. But yeah, we'll see.
So let's get into some predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, what do you think is gonna happen?
First of all, I definitely want to see what's gonna happen with Safari and this penis mold that he's talking to.
Can we get one, Safari? I mean, I don't like plastic penises, to be honest, but I just want to see how big it is in person.
Yeah, that too. And then I'm like, I kind of want to see what this talk with Remy and Joe is going to be about too. Like, that's the one he's talking about.
Well,
like,
Joe is going to definitely try to get Remy to talk some sense into Sam because Remy's in a long-term relationship and Papu seems very happy. Like, give her some pointers. So I agree. Like, sometimes you need that homegirl to let you know the real deal, and that's in a relationship that can give you some sound advice. So I definitely want to see what's going to happen with this Sydney star. I don't think she's going to get too far. I mean, she's determined, but I don't know.
I kind of see her career going kind of down the same path as like J. Will.
What, nowhere? I mean, just because you have a lot of followers.
No, he was getting booked. He was low-key booked busy.
Have we seen him since?
He was at Les Jardins.
We live when?
During that episode, remember but he had his rehearsal
right now. Have we heard about Jay Will in the media?
Because Pride passed.
Is that the only thing he can do? That's what I'm saying. So you put yourself in that pigeonhole.
One time a year.
Well, they need Mariah one time a year for Christmas, but she booked and busy and getting that check for that one time, too.
Yeah, so. I don't know. We'll see. Ooh, look, Ronnie has a question for us, y'all. So he says, question for conversation piece and Kayla. Seeing as Tommy is going through problems, who do we think is going to lead Love and Hip Hop ATL? Erica Mena is in back, so, like, who's going to be the top person of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think it's going to be one of the guys that's going to have to carry it.
And maybe Carly.
No, I don't think she can. I don't think she can handle
it. She was like the next like drama filled person.
She's full of drama, but she's always on the defense because she's the one that's putting out the messiness. So she's like, people are coming to her like, B, why you telling about my business? You know, I don't feel like she can carry. She can't hold her own because she'll back down. Like, I was just trying to help.
Somebody who has to be kind of neutral, who's not really in, like, a whole bunch of drama. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Tommy was in, like, her drama, but it wasn't, like, she was in everybody. You know what I mean? She wasn't, like, a Carly. Everybody's like, oh, I heard it from Tommy. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know who would. That's a good question. I'm like, but I'd say Carly, but I see now that you mentioned it, I'm like, I don't know who else would do it, though.
Yeah, Mimi definitely is not gonna do anything. She's too like she didn't even talk last episode.
Mimi's boring now. She's being in the back eating her burritos and drinking her little smoothies and stuff. So I want Jocelyn
to come back. Is it possible? Not coming back at all. Jocelyn is never coming back. She did too much dirt.
Maybe at least she didn't. Her and Mona is like about to fight. Like she is not coming back. She didn't throw Mona all up in the dirt.
At least Stevie J. Could he come back?
Is Stevie and Faith gonna be on there? He's married now. Like he's married now.
Now he's gonna want his own spinoff. I don't know.
Brooke needs to stay in Hollywood. He was like, Atlanta could use Brooke Valentine. But I'm like, no, because I think our Atlanta was Carly. Like our Brooke was Carly for Atlanta. And then he was like, do we like Estelita? I forgot about her.
She's not gonna carry the show. That's what I said. They might have to bring somebody else explosive or bring somebody back. And I think Stevie will be that person that they, even if he comes back for a few episodes to rile some stuff up, he'll do.
They need to bring Erica back. I like Erica Dixon.
Oh yeah,
not Minna, the scrappy ex-wife. I like Erica. Yeah. We need to bring her back. She was ready. She was riding with everybody. All the girls.
It might be one of the mamas that hold the show down too. You know, like Shirley, Mama D. I think Mama D.
Shirley Rashida's mama. Is that her name? Shirley?
Oh, Rashida and Kirk. I'm tired of them.
I am too, but I'm like, I know Rashida cannot hold the show at all.
No, I'm talking about Mama D.
Mama D, she got a lot of drama and stuff going on too with this, what's his name, Earl?
Ernest.
situation. So
I don't know. We predicting a whole nother season of a whole nother franchise.
Ronnie, you got us on a whole nother.
But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. We are going to be back next week with our full panel. We're just holding it down for the ladies. Shout out to you guys. We can't wait to have you back. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece or Twitter at MISS Convo Piece. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm like, we'll be back to regular scheduling programming next week. So you guys can follow me on Instagram at @theonly_KaylaRenee.
And we'll be back next week.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.